and Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we have a caller on the line, Dan in Illinois. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm Mike. Yeah, I called yesterday. I was talking about the open cornfields unplanted and stuff.
But yes.
On my way back, too, I drove through Belvedere, Illinois, and they got the Chrysler plant there, and their holding yard, which is huge, I mean huge, was full of Jeep models, all kinds.
Yes.
And there were none loaded on the rail cars there, and there were none over in the holding area for the truck transports. And they just laid off the whole third shift, like 100 and some people, and they were getting ready to lay off another 50 after these layoffs. So it's not looking too good for the car industry.
No, it really isn't. And of course, we know that because down at the bottom of the hill, we have the remains of this four-screen drive-in movie theater. And when we first moved to where we live now, it was being used for a weekend flea market. Actually, they had a farmer's market on Wednesdays. That's all been shut down, and it's being rented out as an overflow lot for the island dealerships, and it is jam-packed. It is absolutely jam-packed. People just don't have money, and they don't want to take out more loans. They're concerned about being able to pay them back. It's a very scary time right now.
It is. You know, I got a 14 Fusion. I really like it. You know, I keep getting offers from the dealerships, but between making the payments and upping my insurance more than what I pay now, I can't do it. I'm 63 years old.
Yes.
So, yeah, I can't. I would love to go down there and get, you know, grab another Fusion because I really like those. But you know, like I said, I can't. The increase in insurance and tagging along with some payments, I just can't do it.
No, I understand. I understand exactly. I mean, we were very, very lucky following our Honda getting stolen and stripped. We fell into an amazing deal on a car, and I really like it, and we are going to take it with us when we move to the mainland later this year.
Yeah, you gotta keep them going and baby them. Because, you know, I just took that trip to Florida and back, and tomorrow I'm going to get another oil change, and I got an oil change before I went down there. So you gotta baby them, take care of them.
Well, that may be a little too much oil change. In fact, I saw a story the other day about how, you know, recommend an oil change every so many thousand miles is just a way of selling more oil. The next time I need to change the oil on my car, I'm going to get one of those synthetics that lasts an entire year. This is, you know, I don't get the thrill out of getting under the hood that I used to.
No, I was thinking of checking out that AMS oil or some sort of thing, synthetic like that, you know?
Yeah.
But
okay,
yeah,
well,
you know.
Dan, thanks for the information. Yep. And you got to stop reading government reports and watching TV, and you got to look out the window to see what conditions are really like in this country. And they're bad.
Yeah.
They're very bad, and they're getting worse.
Pay attention to what you see. You got to pay attention to what you see when you're driving down the road.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Don. We're going to let you go. Getting on back over to Brexit. Apparently, Theresa May has made a statement on her latest Brexit offer to members of Parliament, which includes giving members of Parliament a chance to vote on holding a new Brexit referendum. If at first you can't cheat your way through, try again. And of course, the Brexiteers are absolutely furious about that. They've had the referendum, Brexit won, and I would imagine that the British people are getting very, very impatient. at the government clearly dragging its heels and trying to find some way to bypass the will of the people. Now, apparently the BBC, in their own inquiry, found that, yes, they had a pro-EU bias. And the report was written by an independent balanced panel of Euroskeptics and Europhiles, and it did not suggest the BBC deliberately tried to bend its coverage in favor of the EU and against Euroskeptics. However, there was substance to the concern that the BBC suffers from certain forms of cultural and unintentional bias, and that despite the good intentions of its producers, nobody thinks the outcome is impartial. So it's a way for the BBC to say, we're biased, but we didn't mean to be. We didn't intend to do wrong. Nigel Farage is basically attacking the BBC, saying that the license fee has risen up our agenda after pro-Brexit politicians were snubbed on Sunday's The Andrew Marr Show. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So let's talk a little bit about immigration. Story coming out of womensystems.com. And they're looking at Trump's legal immigration plan, and they're saying that they find much to like about it. But the problem is it is misdirecting public attention from the illegal immigration crisis. So Trump seems to be taking the position of, I can't really fix it, so let's distract from it. And we'll try and reframe the immigration debate back in terms of legal immigration. 22 million illegal immigrants inside our country competing for food, competing for jobs, voting Democratic. What's wrong with this picture? And making it even worse, down on the southern border, the processing centers for the illegals that are being caught coming across the border are full. In fact, they're overcrowded. So now the next step is that hundreds of migrant families will be flown on passenger jets to other processing centers in San Diego, possibly even Miami, Detroit, and New York. Between 120 and 135 migrants will depart from the Rio Grande Valley three times a week at a cost of $6,000 per flight. Once migrants arrive, they'll be processed and ordered to appear in immigration court at a later date. The reality is many of them fail to appear. Something happened up in Minnesota at the University of Minnesota at the light rail train, and was not reported by the corporate media. Apparently, there was a gang of Somali youths basically just started attacking innocent people waiting for the light rail train. And they were swinging hammers or pipes, and they're trying to hush it down because Minnesota is out there being protective of its prized diversity endowing Somali community. It isn't working out, is it? This whole globalism thing. Violence, illness, drugs, human trafficking. All right, here's a story, and it shows how government can go hugely wrong. Now, back in 1937, industrial hemp was banned in this country because of its similarities to marijuana. They look the same, but industrial hemp does not get you high. And a lot of people thought that industrial hemp was seen as a threat to the timber industry as paper mulch. But Donald Trump, last December, signed the Agricultural Improvement Act of 2018, legalizing industrial hemp on a national scale. But apparently, three truckers in Idaho are looking at prison sentences for carrying it, because the police pulled the trucks over, saw the industrial hemp in the back, assumed it was marijuana, and charged them. And they had no evidence that it was marijuana. They didn't test it until after the trial was over. And they broke their own law by transporting the plant across the state lines for testing, because they couldn't test it there. They had to take it down to Kentucky. So the damage is done. They're looking at 5 years in prison. Somebody has got to step on in and say, look, they were transporting a perfectly legal crop. They shouldn't be going to jail. They should not even have been arrested. But, you know, you give somebody a uniform and a badge, and they just feel like they have to go on out and arrest somebody for something, even if it's completely imaginary. Okay, we're going to go to a phone call. Jerry in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, Mike. I just wanted to add to what the gentleman said about the Belvedere plant. I happened to just get off the main route. It was all backed up in traffic, and went down an industrial area, and the parking lots were stuffed. I mean, these are just empty lots fenced in, and they would say Hawk Ford, they would say Summit Chevrolet. These people, their lots are full at the dealership, but yet they're renting property to park more cars. So he's 100% correct. Cars aren't moving. Okay, that's all I wanted to add, and thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you very much. Yeah. No, it's Carmageddon, Retailmageddon, whatever you want to call it. The economy is shutting down. And I think that Washington, D.C. is hoping that getting into a major war will distract us all from it. Yes, times are tough, but, you know, there's a war on. Don't blame us. Don't blame the government or the bankers. It's all Russia and China's fault. And Iran. Don't forget Iran. And don't forget North Korea. So let's talk about the abortion controversy, if you will. And I got to be very honest. The Republicans have walked into a big old bear trap, because the Democrats are going to make abortion the centerpiece of the 2020 campaign rather than the economy. And the GOP got suckered in on this. Now, Dr. Alveda King, who's director of Priests for Life Civil Rights for the Unborn Project and niece of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., basically said new abortion laws are not to punish women, but to give the baby civil rights. And I know that's going to fire up that usual debate about, oh, they're not really a person until they're born. But nobody's really in a position to know for certain. It's not like any of us can remember actually being, you know, in the womb before we're born. Being born is a traumatic event. That's usually our earliest memory. I'm in agreement with those heartbeat bills, by the way. I really am. Over in Colorado on I-70, coming in from the state of Utah, there is a new billboard that reads, "Welcome to Colorado, where you can get a safe, legal abortion." And abortion supporters are saying the billboard is meant to let those in neighboring states know that Colorado supports their reproductive medical needs. Abortion opponents say that they want those who don't live in the state. Abortion opponents say they want those who don't live in the state to know that the message doesn't represent the view of all Coloridians. Okay. Last Sunday, pro-life advocate and NFL star Benjamin Watson apparently took actress and abortion activist Alyssa Milano to the woodshed over her claim that laws restricting abortion would be catastrophic for black women. And Watson chalked up Milano's comments as ignorance, racism, or some combination of both, and ask the actress to stop patronizing black people. Okay, we have a caller waiting on the line here. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I was just listening to you before about these clowns who busted these the truckers for having the hemp.
Yes.
I think what's happening today is they're literally hiring retards for cops, law enforcement as a whole. I'm glad I'm not in it anymore. I'll be honest with you. I'd probably wind up getting a shootout with some of my own, so-called officers, you know? I mean, these guys are incredible. Now, I would say was it one or two truckers? I'm not sure.
It's a total of three.
These guys got a monumental. They won't have to be driving a truck or anything else after this. They will have a monumental lawsuit, and they should get every dime of it, you know? I'm talking about millions. What state was this?
This was up in, I've already closed the window. I think it was up in Utah.
All right, well, they're going to own the state of Utah just about. They'll have more money than Romney by the time they're finished. I mean, this is ridiculous. There is no case. There is no case whatsoever. I mean, hemp is a perfectly legal substance.
Yes.
I eat it all the time because it's very healthy. It's very, I have hemp powder and I have hemp seeds and everything else. I mix it in my cereals and my yogurts, whatever else. It's also very high in fiber, different type of vitamins. And this is crazy. I mean, first of all, you shouldn't even be busted if you have marijuana. It should be completely legalized. But this is ridiculous now. I mean, you know, like I said, these guys are going to have a lawsuit to have. I mean, there's no way to see, you know, if they're not going to drop the charges, there's no way an appeals court is going to affirm this. This is absolute. There's no question about it.
I hope somebody's going to show some common sense here. They basically went to court and said these guys had marijuana without knowing it was marijuana. And granted, the plants look virtually identical, but there should have been a lab test. But it wasn't Utah, it was Iowa.
Iowa?
They literally had to drive down to Kentucky for a lab test to say, no, there's no THC in any of this plant matter. They should have done that before they even filed any charges.
Did the case actually go to trial? Was there actually a jury?
Yeah. Yeah. It went to trial. They were found guilty. You know,
I talk about the cops being retarded, but the prosecutors aren't much better. As a matter of fact, they're just as bad.
And let's be fair, the prosecutors and the judge were basically going along with what the police said in their report. We arrested these guys driving these trucks full of marijuana.
Yeah, but first of all, everything I remember when I used to work in law enforcement, you need a lab in something like that. You need a lab test. You have to have. That's one of the evidence. That's a piece of evidence you're supposed to present to the jury, that you have a lab test to show that it actually is what's considered an illegal drug, which of course would be marijuana. Obviously,
yes.
They didn't have it. How they wind up actually going to trial on this without having a lab test done is beyond me. I mean, this is open and shut.
That's the miscarriage of justice right there. And I know there's a petition drive that's been started to mount a petition to say, look, you've made a huge, huge mistake here, and these guys need to be let go. And there may be pushback from the bureaucracy who don't want to admit that they screwed up this badly. And like you, think that if these guys are let out of jail, there's going to be a huge, massive budget-killing lawsuit.
Well, there's nothing they're going to be able to do about it. I mean, we haven't yet reached the point. We're not yet the Third Reich or the Soviet Union. Okay, there's already, I'm sure, an appeal going on. There is no way that they can, you know, as long as if this is hemp, industrial hemp, or what's called industrial hemp. Hemp is, you know, it's also a food. There's no way. I mean, this is open and shut. This, like I said, if they were smart, they would try to drop the charges now and try to make a deal with these truckers and, they will look.
Well, I certainly hope so. But, you know, the story basically illustrates how out of control the police state mechanism is. Anyway, Mark, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, a while back, there was this pro-life activist protesting in front of an Alabama abortion clinic, and there was this woman, Elizabeth Underwood, who basically punched one of the pro-life activists who were recording her. Apparently, she has been arrested and charged with third-degree assault. So she was in jail. She's been bailed out. So, good. Let's try and be civil. All right. Let's take a couple more phone calls. John in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Just been listening for a long time. God bless you. Thanks for all the work you and Claire have done. Keep it up. And I'm trying to keep supporting you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just want to insert a little bit different. I have a book I got back in 2008 from the late Michael Collins Piper. I'm sure you're aware of his writings.
Yes.
But he kind of changed things. He wrote this book. It's a fictitious account of what might happen, like the Warhawks, they triggered a war, they attacked Iran, and Iran responded, and they sunk an American vessel and, you know, to protect themselves, and it looked like war was going to be really imminent. Well, all of a sudden, some patriotic people in the military turned around and stopped it all. And what ended up, I think that was toward the end of the term of Bush Jr., they took control of the White House. They put him under arrest, and a lot of the liberals and the neocons, they captured. And what happened was they asked Michael Piper, they had some, he knew a lot of people, they asked him to assume the presidency for the remainder of that term until a new election came up. And he just wrote the accounts of, you know, what you want changed happened. I mean, Israel was subdued, the power of the Rothschilds, the bankers, everything was put under control. They went back to the Constitution and got rid of a lot of stuff and put it the way it's supposed to be. And I just read it for the second time, and it's a real breath of fresh air. I know it's fictitious, and the minute I finished it, you look back and things are still the same. But it does show you that what he wrote says it could happen if people, enough people really stand up and said I've had enough.
It could, but again, I think rather than a revolution, that the future of this government is a Soviet Union-style collapse.
No, I know what you mean, but I just thought I'd interject that. It was a, I don't know if the book's still available or not, but it's a good read.
What was it called again?
It was called My First Days in the White House by Michael Collins Piper.
Okay, I remember seeing it whiz by. I didn't read it, but I remember seeing it. Anything else?
Anyway, it's something, you know, I just thought I'd interject. But, yeah, I agree with all what's going on. Yeah, they've got enough people have to say enough is enough. That's the problem. We're all scattered. We're not hungry enough, Mike. You know that.
That's about to change.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll see what happens. All right. Keep up the good work, you and Claire. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. We have at our fingertips, this is about the hemp, we have at our fingertips an affordable, that's number one, affordable, effective way to ease our pain, to have a pain medicine we can afford. And it's like gold, you know, of all the pain we suffer, here's an affordable way that's going to be effective and heal us without becoming addictive. What drug companies do now, they'll get something. Like, let's say, for example, I won't name the company, but there was like black coash was a really good natural thing that you could take from a health food store if you have hot flashes, is for women, you know, when they go through the change and stuff. Well,
yes.
This drug company got a hold of it, and what they normally do, it seems they follow this, well, this is just my observation, I don't know how it really is works, but they chemically reproduce it first. If they can find a way to economize, for economy purposes, they say, okay, let's break this down and see what it contains that's working, and they chemically reproduce it with something that would be cheaper, and maybe drugs that would cause mild addictive things, so they'll stick with it. And then once they've got them on it, this happened with a lip balm. It was a perfectly wonderful lip balm, and they added one ingredient that made your lips really dry during the summer, so you were not just using it for the winter anymore. You had to put this stuff on all year long, because you it
yes.
Now you know, you, I think you know, it started with a C. I don't know, I don't want to cross the boundaries here, but they make it so it's no longer affordable, it's no longer effective because you need it all the time, and it's not really healing anything, it's just making you dependent. And so what they do then, once they've got that, the drug companies have that tied down, they patent it so that they have control over it, and there goes our effective, affordable a remedy for pain that's not going to make you sick or addicted to it. You know, there it goes.
Yes.
And if we and they know it, that there's money for them to make on this thing, because it's just there where we can grow it. I mean, you know, it's just so available and so natural. And I don't want. I know that black coash was mixed with something that was causing heart attacks for people. I mean, it's yeah.
Okay. Well, Sherry. Going to have to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And stepping on back to the stories about Boeing, there's another one just breaking. Apparently, Boeing has issued a statement admitting that the pilot training simulators for the 737 MAX did not accurately reproduce what actually happened if the MCAS system broke down. And Boeing has said it's made corrections to the 737 MAX simulator software and provided additional information to device operators. Apparently, the simulators used for pilot training did not reflect the immense force that it would take for pilots to regain control of the aircraft after disabling the electronically assisted trim controls. Remember what I said about the aerodynamics of those larger engines put forward? That once the plane tipped up, those engine nacelles were going to act like additional control authority, and they would be pushing backwards on the wing. Boeing really messed up on this one. Okay, getting on back to the world of political correctness here. Ray Blanchard, who's the groundbreaking psychologist who helped craft the diagnostic and treatment procedures for clinicians dealing with transgenderism, has now been blocked on Twitter because some of his tweets were flagged for hateful conduct. And apparently what he said was that he viewed many of the so-called gender fluidity, gender dysphoria, as mental illnesses, and Twitter banned him for that. Or psychologists think everything's a mental illness, so they may have overreacted on that one. Okay, a little bit of entertainment news. Normally I don't do entertainment news, but I wanted to do this one. Pardon me. There's a movie about to come out called Rocket Man about Elton John, and it stars Taron Egerton, who was the young kid from The Kingsman. And the LGBT community is up in arms because Taron Egerton is a heterosexual. And, of course, Elton John is gay. And they're saying, no, you should have had somebody who was gay play this guy. And Elton John, good for him, said, you know, that's nonsense. Well, actually, he used stronger language than that. He's saying, if people don't like it review-wise or if it doesn't make $1, it's the movie I wanted to make and that's all that counts. So John took the position the film needed to personally please him, regardless of whether LGBT groups or anybody else were served. So apparently Egerton has done a good job in portraying Elton John. So good for Elton John. It's a voice of sanity that's coming on through and saying it's really gone too far. Now, Ryan Tedder is a composer and musician. He's written some of pop's biggest hits, including Beyoncé's Halo, Ed Sheeran's Happier, and One Republic for his own band. But he says music is in danger of being stifled by the rise in all of these copyright cases, especially the ones that say it's a derivative. And he said, it's a conversation in every writing session. The odds of getting sued in this day and age are so high, we're going to get to a point where nobody can write anything because everything will be derivative of something else. He says, it's just ludicrous. And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely, absolutely right. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now. Ken in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, the Daystar television studio in Jerusalem was firebombed and destroyed.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Go hunt, Google it and you'll find it.
My goodness, that's a terrible thing here. Okay, I'm typing. Yeah, Christian broadcaster Daystar's Jerusalem studio destroyed by firearm. By firebomb, rather. Yeah, I'll put the story up on the next commercial break. Thank you very much. Kenny, you there? I guess not. All righty. The other day, we were reporting on how the Ecuadorian embassy in London has simply turned over to U.S. prosecutors all of the items and documents belonging to Julian Assange. And people are starting to say this is a dangerous precedent because there was no warrant, there was no legal proceeding, there was no judge that said you can do this, there was no legal basis for it whatsoever. And basically they're saying that Ecuadorian President Lenin Moreno just totally sold out. And of course he got that IMF loan. There is a new lawsuit against Tesla, and it's from Christina Balan. She's a former Tesla engineer. She worked for Tesla until 2014. She's now claiming the firm has accused her of misusing company money and working on her own secret side project. Now, Tesla is attempting to force the dispute into private arbitration, arguing that documents signed by Balan when she joined Tesla removed her right to a full hearing in a court of law. Now, Balan argued in a court document filed in Seattle that the dispute does not relate directly to her former employment at Tesla, and as a result is not covered in the document she signed. Balan stated that Tesla's previous attempts to sue former employees shows this arbitration agreement is only meant to be one-sided and only with intention to silence their employees. And by the way, this is very common. If you sign on to a major corporation and there's an employment contract, you read that thing carefully all the way through because they'll have clauses in there like things that you invent automatically belong to your employer. And there was a big lawsuit about this many, many years ago Sears. And one of their employees invented the ratcheting wrench. And Sears said, well, you work for us, so therefore this is our product. And basically that was the cornerstone of the Craftsman Tool Division. And the original inventor went to court and argued that he was not hired by Sears to invent things. Therefore, Sears did not have a right to that. And the courts agreed. And he got a very nice settlement. It's called the Craftsman Decision. Okay, this is kind of a little gray area. And apparently over in North Carolina, there's an RV store. It's called Camping World. And their CEO, Marcus Lemonis, is in a battle against city leaders over this huge American flag that flies high above his Gander RV business in Statesville, North Carolina, along Interstate 77. Now, Lemonis has a CNBC television show, The Prophet. And the issue seems to be the flag is 40 by 80 feet in size. The city is saying it's too large and violates a city ordinance. And they're saying if he wants a flag, it has to be smaller than 25 by 40 feet. So he's digging in his heels. Apparently, the issue has to do with the safety of the flag near a highway, saying that the flag within 100 feet of a highway can't be larger than 25 by 40 feet. So it's not a case of somebody saying, you know, you can't put up the flag. It looks like it's a safety ordinance. But this guy's going to keep on fighting, I guess, here. Over in Switzerland, they are one of the most gun-friendly nations in Europe. It has one of the highest rates of gun ownership per capita on the continent. Those numbers may be low because many households contain guns technically owned by the military as veterans keep their service weapons at home for rapid call-up purposes. Switzerland is not part of the European Union, although they do enjoy a good relationship with the EU. But right now, the EU is demanding that Switzerland adopt EU-style gun laws in place or else find its easy access to the rest of Europe cut off. So the nation is set to vote on whether it should adopt new gun control measures. Opponents of the move are invoking a folk hero known for shooting tyrants, William Tell. So he's going to get his day in the sun again. Getting to the worlds of computers, for some reason, the United States Navy is seeking to create an archive that will store no less than 350 billion, with a B, social media posts as part of the military branch's research efforts into modes of collective expression. I'm not even sure what they mean by that. But apparently the Navy has posted a solicitation asking contractors to bid on the project that would amass all of this data from between 2014 through 2016. The data will be taken from a single social media platform. They are not specifying which one. Okay, Firefox version 67 has been released. They're claiming it has a performance boost, which is an issue, but the new part that they have in there is that supposedly it will block crypto mining. And that sounds like something that I would certainly want to look at because this crypto mining is out of control. They're stealing compute cycles, memory, electricity from everybody, turning it into cryptocurrencies, and they're cashing out. And speaking of other issues with computers, if you rent a car from Hertz, you might be pulled over and arrested by the police for seemingly no reason at all. Apparently, customers of Hertz are being erroneously stopped due to a faulty computer system and plain old poor office management. And it seems that because of this computer glitch, Hertz is reporting stolen vehicles to the police when they're actually being legitimately rented by customers. So you might want to stay away from Hertz until they get that one fixed. Over in Baltimore, what a trouble they are having there. It's been almost 2 weeks since the city of Baltimore's networks were shut down in response to a ransomware attack, and there's still no end in sight. It may be weeks more before the city services return to something resembling normal. They're putting in manual workarounds to try and get things going, but the city's water billing and other payment systems remain offline. Now, here is where the story takes an interesting little turn. The ransomware attack came in the middle of a major transition at City Hall. Mayor Bernard C. Jack Young assumed office officially just days before the attack after the resignation of former Mayor Catherine Pugh, who is facing an ever-expanding corruption investigation. And some of the mayor's critical staff positions remain unfilled. The mayor's deputy chief of staff for operations, Cheryl Goldstein, starts work today. Well, the first thing I thought about was, if the entire city of Baltimore has been hit by ransomware, go ahead and pay the ransom. But if it's dragged on this long, it tells me maybe there wasn't a ransom demand made. And maybe this former mayor is carrying a grudge and knows somebody who knows how to hack computer systems. And this might be her revenge. It's all speculation, of course. But it's certainly not beyond the realm of possibility. Apparently, a massive database containing contact information for millions of Instagram influencers, celebrities, and brand accounts has been found online. The database was being hosted by Amazon Web Services, was left exposed without a password. It had over 49 million records. They left it online without a password here. Okay. We had a caller mention this earlier in the show. That ban on Huawei is already being scaled back. The Commerce Department has scaled back the restrictions on the telecom maker and is basically saying that they would issue a temporary general license amending the Export Administration Regulation to authorize specific limited engagement in transactions involving the export, re-export, and transfer of items to Huawei Technologies Limited and its 68 non-U.S. affiliates. So they blinked on that one. More and more cities are getting real-time facial recognition systems, surveillance systems, actually. And part of the problem is there is no federal legislation regulating the use of these systems. And so cities are gobbling up these China-style facial recognition systems. Individual cities can block the surveillance technology, but most citizens are sound asleep and oblivious that this is going on. Apparently, Chicago and Detroit have bought real-time facial recognition systems. Chicago says it's not actually using the system yet. Detroit says it's not using the system either, but they could start at any time, again, because there is no regulation whatsoever. Okay, there is an Android app. It's called VidMate. It's an app that enables them to download videos from YouTube, WhatsApp, and other platforms. And this functionality made VidMate, which has ties to Chinese tech giant Alibaba, hugely popular in countries such as India, where streaming mobile video can be expensive or at times unreliable. But apparently, it's been found that VidMate has been displaying hidden ads, secretly subscribing people to paid services, and draining users' mobile data. This according to security researchers at a London-based mobile technology firm. Now, researchers at Upstream say VidMate subjects its users to a range of suspicious behavior that could be costing them money. VidMate is saying that, no, there's nothing wrong. The app does not engage in suspicious activity. The VidMate spokesman also declined to provide basic information such as the names of VidMate executives and funders and did not respond to follow-up questions. All righty. If you're in Denver, dress warm. Snow has arrived at Denver International Airport. Potential of 1 to 2 inches accumulating in the city. I got an email from somebody saying there was 5 where they were. And, you know, long before global warming, there was a consensus of scientists who warned that global cooling was responsible for extreme weather events. And looking at how much cooler it is this spring and the serious storms which are continuing over the Great Plains. Apparently, they had tornadoes in Oklahoma today. And right now, the global cooling scare of the 1970s is being denounced as an urban myth by the global warming cult. But it was at one time promoted as a very real concern. And if you read my article on ClimateGate, it's documented in there with magazine covers about, you know, the coming ice age. So apparently the National Center for Atmospheric Research is the U.S. federal government's top authority on climate science. And in 1974, Stephen Schneider was running the place. Okay, I'm out there warning massive food shortages, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of the program today. We're going to take one more phone call, and that's from Layla in Canada. Aloha, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A lot of your callers have been expressing the same kind of concerns that I've expressed. Now, I've said it simply as taxes that parents and grandparents have paid, and older people such as myself have paid, we look at it as an investment, and we're being robbed of the dividends of that investment as the government steals it and gives it away to aliens who never contributed. The
yes.
other thing that that brings to mind is the fact, is there any value anymore in a will? How long before the government decides who is going to be the beneficiary of your property, since property rights are one of the most fundamental rights that exist within a democracy? That and free speech. Property rights, free speech, those are two fundamental issues that actually constitute the foundation of what we consider the ideal democracy. I'm not saying it's going to happen anytime soon, but we do see something similar in the fact that we are already being denied the rights that essentially were gifted to us by previous generations, our parents and grandparents, when they paid those taxes. And now we have no say over how they're being spent.
So no, we really don't.
Yeah, so my concern is if we don't take action very, very soon, we're already losing our property rights in the present. More and more property is being infringed upon and being confiscated by municipalities and or government, federal or state governments.
Well, not just that. I mean, the government comes into your property and tells you what you can and cannot do with it.
Yep.
It doesn't sound like you really own that property any longer.
No, you don't.
Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's something of grave concern that I don't think people are paying enough attention to. And the fact that our taxes are being given away, as one of your previous callers said, alien kids are being given surgeries that cost two, three, multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars, when many of the longtime taxpayers can't even get access to the health care.
Yes.
So if something isn't done soon, we're basically already serfs or indentured servants of the aliens. We're already working for the aliens. Basically, we're now the serfs or the slaves of the newcomers that are being imported to enslave us and be our overlords in the future. So just something more that I wanted to put out there for people to consider.
All right, thank you for the call, Layla, and we're going to try and fit in one final call before the end of the show. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I just wanted to make a point about the gun rights issue. Switzerland should stand its ground and make no overtures toward the EU.
I agree. I absolutely agree, but unfortunately, if you look at the geography, the EU can make good on its threat to cut off Switzerland's easy access to the EU. And this
I
is just
see.
The EU
that was actually supposed to be.
Anyway, listen, Glenn, I'm sorry. We're at the end of the show. I got to let you go. Thanks very much for the phone call. You can call in again tomorrow if you want to talk about this some more. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. Thanks to those of you who already have done that. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.